Mesechtes Chulin, Dafyu Gimel, 8 lines from the bottom of Dafyu Beis and Beis, and the Gemara was just discussing the din of a Chara Sheita V'Katan L'Gab Shchita, and as our Mishnah stated, HaKol Sheichtim V'Shchitasan K'shira, Chutz B'Chara Sheita V'Katan, Shem Yekalkal Shchitasan, and the Kulin Sheshachtu V'Achirim Reina Yisam Shchitasan K'shira, and the Gemara mentioned Man Tana D'Lei B'Inan Kavon L'Shchita, and Rashi explained, HaKara Sheita V'Katan L'Chaticha Ba'am M'Chavni, Ve'in Lehem Das L'Skav L'Shchita, and our Gemara will now continue and bring two verses of a shayla that Rabbi Yechon had, legabe a cotton, and in the first version, Rabbi Yechon will ask, cotton yesh le machshava, ein le machshava, and in the second version, which we will see on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechon will ask, cotton yesh le maisa, ein le maisa, and before we begin, let us start with the Akdama, Nayin de Chedusha are sameach for Amea Simcha, in Hilchus Mikvois, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tess, if cotton Yud Gimel, where Amea Simcha explains that certainly Ketanim alabene das and labene rotzain, however, as we see in our Gemara, they can have a certain amount of kavana. And although Rashi explains the question of Rabbi Yechon and explains our sugya, and he continuously mentions the concept of dibur b'negeya katan, and he adds that into the explanation of our Gemara. However, Ayin Taisis, who asks multiple questions in Rashi, and therefore Taisis explains our sugya differently, and we will explain our Gemara based on the pshat of Taisis. And based on Taisis, there are multiple categories that are relevant to a katan. And number one, Taisis points out that the speech and dibur or a mirror of a katan is loy me'elis, loy me'redes, and doesn't add anything to his machshava or to his maisa. And the second category would be the machshava of a katan. And for example, if a katan says, I had a specific machshava, and there is no maisa, and nothing to back up his claim, that would be a second category. And the third category is where a katan does a maisa gomor, where it is clear as to why they are doing an action, then that certainly would carry weight, and it would be choshev maisa gomor, based on our Gemara, Taisus brings an example. If a katan would empty out a fruit or a shell and use that as a pail, so it's clear from his maisa that he wanted to use this as a kli, and therefore would now be considered a kli, and certainly it would now be possible for this kli to be makabel tuma. Taisus continues to discuss a fourth category where a katan does a maisa grua, and even if that maisa grua is accompanied by dibur, then certainly that would not be considered a maisa. And as Taisus brings an example from our Gemara, where a chereshet of a katan brings up pirais to a rooftop, and even if rain would now fall onto these pirais, it would not become huchshel kabel tamar. And finally, Taisus brings a fifth category of machshavta nikeres mitech maisav haynu shemechiyach sas. Taisus brings an example based on our Gemara, as we know that shchita ksheir bizar, and we also know that kachi kachim shchitasa mitzafain. If there is a behema that's a korban oila that's standing on the south side of Azara, and a katan goes and takes that animal and moves it to the north side of Azara and then shechs the animal, so based on the katan's action, it would seem that the reason why he's moving the animal is because he understands that it's a korban oila and it has to be shechted on the north side of Azara. And as we will see in the first version of the Shaila Rabbi Yechon, that this gufa will be the Shaila Rabbi Yechon, and as Taisus explains, that kami boile choshev maisa shekein niru yoyser shel kachnas kavin mahani afal pishalei pireish, and his shechita would be valid even if he doesn't actually say anything, and it would be like a maisa gomor, or idilmo, or would we say lab maisa gomor, that we would not look at this as a maisa gomor, shani yachalit lois mishum de makum hud lois ramile vafidu pirish loy mahani, and even if the katan would explicitly state that the reason why I'm moving this animal is because I know it's a korban oila and I'm shechting it l'shem kachim, that a shechita would still not be valid, and this would be similar to the case of a maisa grua where the katan brought a pirish to the rooftop and rain then fell on the piris, that it would not be mhukshel kabel tomo. Based on this akdama, let us begin with our Gemara. As Rav Chiya Ba'aba, Rav Chiya Ba'aba stated, by Rabbi Yechon had the following shayla, cotton yesh le machshava, ein le machshava, would the machshava of a cotton be valid or would it not be valid? And I am Rashi that right now the Gemara thinks that since we have a din that shchitas kachim boi kavana, as we learned in Mesechtes Vachim on that bez and bez and on daf dalad and aleph, therefore Rabbi Yechon has a question that if a cotton and shechted the carbon oil lishma, would that be considered a valid kavana, or would it not be considered a valid kavana? And Ayin Taisus was bothered with him. Taimar ha'hasa mashbe the stam and ami kosher mishum the zvachim stam and lishma kaimi ve'in and pasal ad sheichav and shloi lishma, that we already learned in Masech the zvachim that stam is lishma. The only time that there's a possible problem with the carbon is only if one had kavana lehepech and one had kavana shloi lishma. And Taisus explains v'yesh lema the stam of the cotton gora the inly das. kachim v'sav v'shem chulin v'havalei misasik u'pasol. And as Taisa then continues, v'afilu oy me'akotin yodeani shem kachim u'shmonani miskavin m'boylan im kavanase kavana as v'dil m'loy mahanya im ein ma'isu m'chichin. And possibly, even though the kachim explicitly stated that I had the proper kavana, but even so, the machshava of a kachim is not valid unless it would be a case of ma'isu m'chichin. And for example, like the second category that we mentioned, where a kachim does a ma'isu gamor. And our gemara now continues, Omle Rab Ami, so Rab Ami responds to Rab Chiya Ba'aba, with the Boilei Maisa, that why Rabbi Yechon specifically asked this question, B'negei Machshava, Rabbi Yechon should have asked this question in a case where Katan not only had a Machshava, but he also did a Maisa Gomer, and would that Maisa be valid or not? And Rab Ami continues that Maishna Maisa, like Rabbi Boilei, the Tanan Yeshla Maisa, and it must be that the reason why Rabbi Yechon did not ask this question, B'negei Maisa Gomer, is because, as we will see in a moment, that the Gemara will bring down a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim where it's explicit that the Katan is Yesh LaMaisa, and if so, Machshava Nami Lo Tiboile, the Tanan Ein LaMachshava, and therefore similarly, Rabbi Yechon should not have had a Shaila in a case where a Katan only had a Machshava, as that same Mishnah Masechtas Kelim also teaches us that a Katan Ein LaMachshava. The Gemara now continues and brings the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'alo in Varima in Va'ega is Shechakim Tinoikis Lom Ben Ofa, and we continue on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. If a cotton would hollow out an acorn or a pomegranate or a walnut in order to either measure sand in them and use them as a toy, or in order to use it as a cup for one side of a toy balancing scale, certainly that is considered a maisa gomer, and it's clear that he wanted to make it into a kli, and therefore would now be mekabel tuma. And as Taisa states, in these cases, it's pasha that him choikin l'tzerich beis kibol, and therefore would be mekabel tuma. And as Taisa continues, v'lomad ofel l'kaf miznayim denokat ochad milsa nokat v'huadin l'shum tzerich achar v'kim de'in choikim el kadei l'kabel choshe maisa gomer afal pishalai pirshu. And even if the cotton doesn't say anything, it would still be considered a kli, and it would be mekabel tuma. However, the Mishnah also teaches us that if the cotton actually did not hollow out these items, and instead he found a walnut shell that was already hollowed out, and he either had machshava to use it in order to measure out sand, or to use it for kaf mazayim, and even if he actually used it to measure out sand, or for a balancing scale, elishle osuba maisel shem kli, but he didn't actually do any maisa in order to create this kli, then certainly that machshava would not be valid and would not be makabel tuma. However, as Rashi brings down on the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, vim ben das choshev aleihen, but if a ben das would actually have such a machshava, then tmei machshava, the tana, as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, Kol Kelim Yardin L'Dei Tumasim Machshava. And based on this Mishnah, so Rab Ami is bothered as to why Rabbi Yechon would have the Shaila if Katan Yesh LeMachshava or Ein LeMachshava, if the Mishnah explicitly teaches us in Masechtas Kelim that the Katan is Ein LeMachshava. And our Gemara continues, Amaleid Rab Chiya Ba'aba responded to Rab Ami, the Machshava Gidasa Leikami Boilei, that certainly Rabbi Yechon did not have a Shaila where Katan only had Machshava, as certainly based on the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, we know that the machshava alone of a cotton is loy mail of loy merid, and ki kami boilei. And when Rabbi Yechonan asked a shayla, if cotton yesh le machshava or in le machshava, he wasn't discussing machshava alone, and he was discussing a case of machshavti nikaris mitech maisav, and kagoin de havakaima ilu bedorim vasyur bitsof mishachta mai, mida asya bitsof mishachta chavin la, oidilma mokum hud lo yisramile. And as we explained, that Rabbi Yechonan shayla was in a situation where the cotton did a maisa, and it's not completely clear from the katan's action as to the intent of the katan. And for example, where there was an animal that was a korban oila that was on the south side of the azara, and the katan then walked with the animal to the north side of the azara and shechted on the north side of the azara, so what would the halacha be? Would we say that since the katan took the animal to the north side of the azara, so it must be that he had the proper machshava and he understood this was for a korban oila and he shechted as a korban oila and clearly the shechita was done lishma? Or would we say that for some other reason, the cotton wasn't happy with shechting it on the south side of Azara, and for example, it may have been busier over there, and he wasn't as comfortable, and therefore he took the carbon and he moved it to the north side of Azara, but this cotton did not necessarily have the proper kavana while bringing this carbon, and therefore his shechita would not be valid. However, the Gemara continues that how can you say that this is the shayla that Rabbi Yechon had, if Hanami Am Rabbi Yechon Chazal Zimna, based on the way Rabbi Yechon explained the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin, we see what Rabbi Yechon holds been a gate question, as the Tan, as the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin stated, Hamayla Peroisav Lagag, Mepnea Knima, Vyorle and Tal, Ena Mechiutan, Vimiskavan Kacharein Mechiutan. And as we know, that if someone picks Peroise off of a tree, then the Nathushal Kabal Tumma, unless one washes these Peroise with water or any of the Zion Mashkin, or the owners place these Peroise in a place where they understood that rain could fall on these Peroise, and they wanted the rain to fall on the Peroise and get the Peroise wet. And the Mishnah Masechtos Machshirin teaches us that if one takes up their Peroise to a rooftop in order to remove insects from these Peroise, and as Rashi states, Mepnei HaKnima, Rebbe Poilim Va'adoshim, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Ve'ira, B'negei Namakos, Vatihi HaKinam, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, Mepnei HaKnima, Klema, Shereitz L'Sheitchon, Shereim HaKivon, as his Peroise was starting to rot, and therefore, V'Sheitchon Li'afshon, Sheyishlo Ben HaRuach, and he wanted to spread them out in order that they should have air, and therefore his intent was not that rain should fall on them and that they should get wet, even though water falls on them and tal falls on them, it would not be Hukshal Kabal Tumma, as that is not considered Kiyutan. And as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, that Einam Bil Kiyutan, the Lenichle Behaital, Veloy Havahechshel, Loiridon Lede Tumasan, Yiga Ben Sheretz Lachazman, to be Einam Kiyutan, Dumi De Chiyutan, De Nichle. However, the Mishnah also teaches us that if either prior to bringing up these pears to the rooftop, or even after bringing up the pears to the rooftop and spreading them out, and even if after the tal fell onto these pears, but prior to the pears drying, the Bailim, who is a Gadol, had Kavanah that he's happy with the tal, and he's happy that the pears became wet, then it would be Hoshul Kabal Tumah. However, the Mishnah continues, Helim Chereshet V'Koton, Afal Pishtin Skavn L'Kach, Einam B'Chiyutan, Mepleish Yesh L'Maisev, Ein L'Machshava. That if a Chereshet V'Koton brought these pears up onto the rooftop, Mepnei Aknima, even if at a later point he had Kavanah that he wants a tal to be on these pears, then it would not be Mekabal Tumah, as although a Maisa Gomer V'Koton would be a proper Maisa, however, this Maisa is a Maisa Grua, and therefore, even if the cotton will state that I wanted the water to fall on it, it would still not be Mekabal Tumah. And the Maisa, an explanation of that Mishnah, of Rabbi Yechon explained, Lo Yishonu Al Shlo Hippach Ben, Amol Hippach Ben Harehim B'Chiyutan, that the only time that we stated that the cotton Machshava and his Maisa would not be valid, and these pears would not be Hukshul Kabal Tumah, is only where he didn't turn over the pears, and there was no Maisa Gomer in order to show that the cotton wanted the water to go onto these pears. However, in a case where the cotton actually turned over the pears in order to make sure that the tal fell in every area of the pears, that this would be a case of machshavti nekaris mitech maisav, and the pears would be makabel tumor. And clearly, Rabbi Yechon holds in a scenario where it's machshavti nekaris mitech maisav, then we would consider this a valid machshava, and it would have an effect. L'chari, the same should apply to a cotton that takes the carbon oil from the south side of Azara to the north side of Azara. However, the Gemara continues and explains, Hachi kami boile de raisai rabbanon, that although certainly in the case of Kiyutan, where we're going to be machmer, and we will say that based on this machshav de cotton, so these pears will be hushul kabal tuma, certainly it would make sense that rabbanon would be choshish mepnei tuma, based on machshav to nikaris mitech maisav of a cotton, so these pears would now be hushul kabal tuma. However, Rabbi Yechon's question was, would we extend this din even in a case where it would be relevant to a din deraisa and even lakula? And for example, in a case where the cotton is shechting a carbon oil, would we say that even in a case where it's machshavti nikaris mitech maisav, that the machshav of this cotton would be valid and therefore the carbon would be valid, or we would not extend this to a din deraisa and we would have to be machmer and we would say that the cotton machshava would not be valid and a shechita would not be valid? And we just explained that the case where the cotton turns over the peres is not considered a maisa gomer, and it's only considered machshavti nikaris mitech maisav. And Ayin Tesis at the bottom of your Beis and Beis, who explains that certainly it's not completely a maisa gomer, as even though he turned over the peres, and it would seem that the only reason why he would turn over the peres is in order for water to fall on that side of the pre. However, yesh litzay ksas mepnei aknima, we could still be toilet that the reason why he's turning it over in order to allow bugs to leave the other side of the pre. However, Rabbi Yechon ultimately states that this is considered a machshava, and this is considered a valid mice of a cotton, as she yoysi roi litlois min pnei atal, kiven la'ach shiyor atal mitzad echad, mahapach litzad achar. And similarly in our case, it certainly makes more sense that the cotton was moving the carbon in order to make sure to shecht it on the north side, and not in order to have more room. That is why our Gemara was medama, the case of the cotton with the carbon oila, to the case of a cotton with the pears on the rooftop. The Gemara now continues, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Masni Hachi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok had another version of the Shaila of Rabbi Yechon, as Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Bar Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba stated that Rabbi Yechron asked the following shayla, cotton yesh le maisa, ein le maisa, is a maisa gomer of a cotton considered a proper maisa, or is it not considered a maisa? And to this shayla, Amalei Rabbi Ami, so Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, v'tiboy le machshava, so why did Rabbi Yechron specifically ask a question b'negia maisa? Why didn't Rabbi Yechron ask a question b'negia machshava greda? And it must be, maishna machshava like miboy le, that it's not ein le machshava, as certainly Rabbi Yechron did not have a shayla b'negia machshava greda, as the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim that discussed the cotton that found a hollowed out walnut and then had machshava to use it as a toy, that certainly that is not considered machshava. And if so, maisnami loy tiboy le, that it's not yesh le maisa. So why would Rabbi Yechron ask a question b'negia maisa gomer, if certainly the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim taught us that if the cotton does a maisa gomer, then certainly it's considered a maisa, and the shell of the nut or the shell of the fruit would be considered a kli and would be makabel tumah. And the Gemara continues, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba responds to Rabbi Ami, the hochik meboile de raisa de rabbanon, that although it's true that in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, the Mishnah specifically teaches us that the maisa gomer of a cotton is considered a maisa, however Rabbi Yechron still had a shayla, and he is misupik, if the din of the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim is a din midiraisa, therefore it would also apply where it would come out of kula, or would this only apply by a din drabbanon and only l'chumra? And for example, in that scenario, where this kli would now be royal l'kabel tumah, the Gemara tells us who poshet, and Rabbi Yechon was poshet the shaylois that yesh la maisa v'afil midiraisa, that if the cotton does a maisa gomer, then we would consider it a maisa even l'kula and even on deraisadika level. However, in la machshava v'afil midrabbanon, if the cotton only states his machshava and he doesn't do any maisa, then certainly it's not considered a maisa at all. And in the case where it's machshavti nekeres mitoch maisav midiraisa in loy midrabban yeshloi, therefore in the case where cotton would take peiros up to his rooftop and pnei haknima, then he would turn over the peiros, so we would look at his maisa as a valid maisa, and therefore we would consider the peiros to be hushal kabel tuma. However, in the case where the cotton shechted the carbon oila, so even though he moved the carbon oila from the south side of the azara to the north side of the azara, we would still not consider it a valid shechita. The Gemara now continues, b'yimnei Shmuel Rav Huna, and Shmuel asks the following question of Rav Huna, minayin l'misasek b'kotchim shu pasol, and as Rashi explains, klema minayin l'misasek she pasol b'kotchim kugoy misasek b'sakin lagbiyoy oylu zorkoy v'shochet b'kotchim shloin niskav l'shem shechita. Shmuel shayla is, b'dafka in a case where someone was trying to lift up a knife and unwittingly, while picking up the knife, he shechted an animal, or in a case where he threw the knife and he shechted an animal and he did not have intent to do shechita. However, Rashi continues, avon niskav l'shem shechita ba'alma kosher, but certainly if he had kavana to do shechita, but his kavana was not for shechita of kachim, then certainly it would be kosher, el shalai ol l'baylon l'shem cheva. And as we already mentioned, that when someone does shechita for kachim, then stam is l'shma. And ayin teisis in dibur maschel minayin l'misasach b'kachim shu pasol, where teisis bothered with this explanation of Rashi, and teisis brings down two other explanations, as number one, hayin l'miskav l'chaticha simonim v'loy l'shem zvicha, the bechulin kosher v'kachim pasol, v'oid yesh misasach acha, k'goyin shal kachim v'sav v'shu chulin v'shachtoy the pasol, ayin in teisis. And although Shmuel certainly knew that it would be pasol, however Shmuel asked Rav Huna as to what the makor would be, and zok Rav Huna shenema, and as the pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, v'shachal is ben abakar, shetei shechita l'shem bakar, that the shechita has to be l'shem bakar, and if one is misasik ba'alma, then the shechita would be pasol. And the Gemara continues that we already know that by kachim we have a klal, that the only way that something would be pasol, and a din by kachim would be ma'akev, is only if the term mentions the halacha twice, and as we know, shanallah ba'kasav la'akev, and amaloi, and therefore Shmuel asked Rav Huna, that zubi adeinu hi, that certainly I knew this makar, and my shayla was la'akev minayin, that where do we have a second makar, and how do we know that it would be ma'akev, and the shechita would actually be pasol? And amaloi and Rav Huna responded to Shmuel, that the pasuk states in Pashas Kedoshim, v'chi sizbechu zevach shlom l'ashem, l'rtzeinchem tizbechu, we learn out, l'daitim zebechu, one has to have kavona when shechting kachim, therefore we see shanallah v'kasav la'akev, and if someone was misasek while they were shechting kachim, then the shechita would be pasol. And ayin Rashi zubi yadeinu hu mikru zeh yisir yadeya umikana lomedim she mitzvah l'skavein v'ani sha'alti la'akev minayim shen lo yudin skavein yeh pasol. And ayin teise diba maschel boi minei Shmuel Rav Huna, where teise points out that from this gemara it's mashma that Shmuel was smaller than Rav Huna, and therefore he asked a question for Rav Huna. However, there are other places where it's mashma that Rav Shmuel was greater than Rav Huna, and Taisus explains Vieshleima the tree of Huna havo ayin shom. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah teaches Shchitas Ayvik Chavim Nevelo Umitab Masa, that even b'di'evad the Shchita of a Goy is not considered valid, and therefore the animal will be considered an Avela. And as we know that if an animal is an Avela, then it's considered an Avatuma, and not only is it Mitamba Mamaga, but it's also Mitamba Mamasa. And Ayin Rashi, Shchitas Ayvik Chavim, Afilu Kilchasa, Vachirim Reina Isai. And even though in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the Mishnah mentioned that even in cases where one should not Shecht, however, certainly if Vachirim Reina Isai, then the Shchita would be valid. However, the Shchita of a Goy is Puzzle. And as we saw in Taisis and Dav Gemara Beis, in Dibba Maschal Kasava Kutim Geri Reyesain, Vishritasim Psul, Kamashal Evichavim, Mivizavachta, Mashata Zabeach, Ata Echol, Kloima, Oisa Shehu Bazvicha, Lafuka Evichavim, Vaichon Avail Slachis, Nayan Rosh, and Simon Hay, who brings down from the Rambam that the Pasuk states, Vikarl Chava Chatam Mizivchai, Meachashahizah Shem Yachum Mizivchai, therefore we see that the Shchit of a Goy is Usser and is Pasol. Asha continues that the Mishnah Sedum, Masa and the Gemara Parach Pshita, and the Gemara will ask that certainly if the animal is in a Vela, then certainly it will be Matama B'masa. Our Gemara begins and asks a question that the Mishnah stated Shchitas Ayvik Chavim is considered a Vela, and in fact the Gemara in a Vela in Isad Naloi, that clearly the Mishnah holds that it's only Asa Mishum Nevela. We don't consider that he actually Shechted for Abed Zara, and it will be Asa Ba'na. And the Gemara explains Mantana, that who is the Tana of Mishnah, Amr Abchir Bria Baba, Amr Abyechron, the Lake Rabbeleza, that a Mishnah is clearly not going like the Shita Rabbeleza, the E Rabbeleza, Omastam Machshavas Evik Chavim, Abedis Gichavim. And as Rashi brings down, the Rabbeleza teaches us on the Aflam Chesam Abbeiz, the Afilu Shachti Yisrael, the Turk, Evik Chavim, Asura Ba'na, Shestam Machshavas Evik Chavim, Abedis Gichavim. And therefore, not only would Shita Evik Chavim be Nevela, but it would also be Asa Ba'na. The Gemara continues, Rab Ami Omar, and Rab Ami continues and explains that certainly I agree that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbeleza. However, the main deal that we should be Medayik from our Mishnah is that the Mishnah stated Shchitas Ayvik Chavim Nevela, and we should be Medayik Hachik Tani Shchitas Ayvik Chavim Nevela Hadmin Lavedis Chavim. It's only the Shchita of Ayvik Chavim that would only be considered Nevela, not be Asa Ba'na, but the Shchita of Yisrael that became a Min, which we know is an acronym of Mitamidei Yeshe Naitri. So certainly we would have to be Chayshish that was done L'Shem Avedis Chavim, and therefore not only would it be Nevela, but it would also be Asa Ba'na. The Gemara continues to Nina Lahad Tanar Abanon, and according to Rav Ami, our Mishnah is actually trying to teach us the same din that we learned in the Braisa, and therefore from our Mishnah we would see that we passing like this Braisa, as the Tanar Abanon, as the Tanakama teaches us in the Braisa, that number one, Shchitas Min Lavidis Chavim, and as Rav Ami just mentioned, and as Rashi states, Shema Mino, the Hilchasaka Braisa, Minim Sayele, Duki de Masisin, and the Braisa stated Shchitas Min, and Rashi explains that it's referring to Yisrael, that's a Min, the Kolshkin David Chavim, and certainly the same halacha would apply to someone that we know is Ovi Kechavim. However, Vaham Masisa be Yisrael Kaima, but this Bryce is specifically talking about Yisrael, Midaka'aba Pires of Tavalim of Bonam Mamzerim, and this would only apply by Yisrael. And the Bryce continues, Pita Paskuti, that the bread of Amin has the same halacha as Paskuti, as Rashi brings down from the Mishnah Mesech Lishvias, that Oimahir Rabbeleza Paskuti Kibos Chazir, and Ayin Ban Tesis brings from the Pekid Rabbeleza, that Ezra Vuzu Rebel Ben Shaltiel, Yeshua ben Yitzadak, and Nidu Eisam Bishalosh Meis Kayanim, who Bishalosh Meis Tinekes, who Bishalosh Meis Shefares, who Bishalosh Meis Sifri Tera, Voy Taikin, Valavim Misharinim, Messiah Ba, Mikan Armu, Kol Echel Paskuti, Kilo Echel Bos Chazir. And the Bryce continues, in addition, Yeno Yein Nesach, that their Yain is considered like Yain Nesach, and Svar Sifri Kaisman, if they would write a Sefer Tera or Tfilin and Mezuzas, then they would be treated like Sifri Kaisman, as Rashi states, Nevi Habal, the Shem of Yisrael. As we learned in Masechtas Gittin, Sefer Torah Shekhsavay Min Yisarif, the Tanakhama teaches us a fifth din that Pereisa Tzvalim, that we consider that Peres Tevel, the Yesh Omrim, Af Bonam Mamzerim, and the Yesh Omrim adds the sixth item to the list of the Tanakhama, as their children would be considered Mamzerim. And we continue on Daf Yugimon Beis, and as Rashi states, Bonam Mamzerim, Shein Makbet Al Ishtim Afkira, and the Gemara points out the Tanakhama, and why is the Tanakhama not list that Bonam Mamzerim as the Ishtim Mafker, as a min would still not be Mafker his wife, and therefore we don't have to be choshish that his children are Mamzerim. And Ayin Rashi Diba Maschel Min, where Rashi explains that a min refers to a Jew that's Oduk Babiz Chichovim, and as some say, is a Koymel Abiz Chichovim, and his dinim are more Chomer than a Yisrael that's a Mumel Abiz Chichovim. Tovim, Hashemin Odikba, V'chol Machshavos of Law, Ayin Shom. And our Gemara now continues and asks a question on our Mishnah. As Omer Mar, as the Mishnah stated, Shechit Tzevi Kichom Nevela, and we will Medayik that it's only a Nevela, and it's not Asa Ba'na, as we're not going to be Cheshish, that it actually was slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asks, V'necha Shem Minu, and why aren't we Cheshish that this guy is a Min, and therefore he Shechted this Avodah Zarah, and it should be Asa Ba'na? And the Gemara responds, Omer Nachman Omer Ba'avua, Eminim Ba'umma Tzevi Kichovim, that the Goyim from the Umma Sa'ilam would not mean him. However, the Gemara is for Chazin and the Ikka that we do find meaning by Goyim, and the Gemara answers Ema in Roiv Avichav Minim, that Roiv Avichav are not Minim, and we don't have to be concerned that they actually slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. And as the Gemara explains, Savla Kihadam Rabchia Ba'aba Rabbechron, then Nachim Shevichutz Laretz Lav Oiv De Avichavim, Elamina Gavisayim Beyadayan, that the Goyim that live in Chutz Laretz do not serve Avichavim, and even though they may seem to be Oiv De Avichavim, but they're only doing this based on the custom of their fathers, and as Taisa states, Hilkach, the Eretz Yisrael Nami, and Adukin Kolkach, Shiyom Asayim, L'Shem Avodah Kichavim, and therefore, when a goy shechts an animal, although it'll be an Avela, but we don't have to be choshish that we're shechted for Avodah Zarah, and Hilkach amongst the goyim, Havlu Mina Miyuta, Ulu Miyuta Lechashinan, therefore the Basel would not be Asabana, and the Gemara continues, Amrab Yesib Ba Minyumi, Amrab Nachman, E Minim Ba Umasev Kichavim, and Rashi explains that although previously we saw a member of Nachman, we stated, E Minim Ba and over there it meant Ein Roiv Avichav Minim. However, in this Gemara, Rav Nachman means to teach us that Ein Teres Min Al Min Avichavim, even if we know that a Goy is a Min, however, the standard din that would apply to a Min that's Yisrael would not apply to a Min that's a Goy. And the Gemara now asks, Lamai, that what din is he referring to as Ilay Mil Shchita, as if he is teaching us that if a Min that is a Goy shechs an animal, that would not be Asa Ba'na, but Hashta Shchitas Min Yisrael Amr Dasira, that since we already learned that the shechita of a min that's Yisrael would be asa ba'na, so certainly the shechita of a goy that is a min would certainly be asa ba'na. And as Rashi states, kol shekein she'odok d'stam machshavesav la and vasur ba'na, and even though Rashi previously stated that a Yisrael that is a min and a koyim alavidis kechavim is worse than a Yisrael that's a mum alavidis kechavim, well, certainly the dinim that apply to the shechita of a goy that is a min and a koyim alavidis kechavim should certainly be as bad as the shechita of Yisrael that becomes a min, as at least the shechita of Yisrael that is not a min is actually a valid shechita, while the shechita of a regular guy is never a valid shechita. And Ayin at the end of the second Taisis on our Amid, where Taisis states, "Mikol makom min avichavim the oduk ba'avidis chavim yosef pasha to shechitas la'avidis chavim min Yisrael." And therefore, the Gemara continues and tries to explain this member of Rav Nachman Elul Maridin, that if you're going to tell me Rav Nachman is teaching us that although we have a halacha that you're allowed to kill a Yisrael that becomes a min, however, one would not be able to kill a goy that is a min, but once again, that doesn't seem logical, as Hashtag Yisrael may read in the Chavim Boy, that if the halacha is that under certain circumstances one could kill a Jew, then certainly under the same circumstances one should be able to kill a goy, and therefore the Gemara explains, Amrav Ukba Chomol Kabbal Ben Karbin, that this din of Rav Nachman was stated in relation to be able to accept a carbon from a goy that's a min. As the Tanyan, as we learned in the Braisa, that in Parshas Vayikra, when the Torah is discussing the Korban Eilah and discussing the Neder and Dava, so the Pasuk states, Dabel Bnei Yisrael V'yamata Aleihem Odom Ki Yakri Mikem Korban Lashem Min HaBehemim Min HaBokum Min HaTzayin Takrivas Kabanchem. As we already learned on Daf Heim and Aleph, that we learned from the word Mikem V'loy Kulchem L'hoitz Zamumma, and not every Yisrael can bring a Korban, that a Yisrael that's a Mumul Nasech Yayin or Favidizara cannot bring a Korban. However, we also learned that the Pasuk states Mikem, Bachem Chalakti, V'loi B'Avichavim, that this din was only stated by Yisrael and was not stated by a goy, and there is no chil between a regular goy and a goy that's a min, and we would always accept a carbon from a goy. And the Gemara continues and asks, Mimai, that how do you know that this is Pshan the Braisa, as Dilma Hachikamar, as maybe the Braisa means as follows, that Miyisrael, Mitzadike Kabel, Mershia, Leisa Kabel, Avichavim, Klal Kaloi, the Torah is actually teaching us that we're only allowed to accept a carbon from a Yisrael, and only if he's a tzaddik, but not if he's a mumma or if he's a min. The pasuk teaches us mikem b'chem chalakti v'lo'i b'yidu chavim, and we would never be able to accept a carbon from a goy at all. And whatever the Gemara explains, that certainly that can't be pshat in the brisa, as lo'i salka daitach the tanya, as we learned in another brisa, that since the pasuk in Pashas Emor states ish ish mi beis Yisrael menager b'Yisrael asher yakrav karbonim l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisim asher yakrivu l'Hashem la'ila, the brisa is bothered that the Torah could have written ish and matam loyma ish ish, and why the Torah use a double lashon l'rabbis avdu chomish and noinu nedarim and nedavis ki Yisrael. And this teaches us that even a goy could bring a nedarim and nedavis, they can bring a carbon oila, and therefore when the Torah uses a lashon mikem and we learn b'chem chalakti of lo'i b'avdu chavim, so it must be that the brisa is teaching us that there is no chilp between different types of goyim, and all cases we could accept a carbon from them, and even a goy that is a min. And Ayin Rashi was bothered that if this is the only way to understand this brisa, then was the chiddush of Rav Nachman, as l'chayr it is an explicit brisa, and zakt Rashi va'afagad behed yitanu lo b'hamasisa lekel mifrach tanina mishum delav l'kuliyam mashmielu masisa, as there was no requirement that every amir had to know every brisa. However, avu b'midi t'nam b'masisin ki amala amir parachaleh my kamash b'lon tanina ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah told us shchitas evi chov nevela umitam b'masa. Now Gemara is pshita kivin nevela hi mitam b'masa. Certainly, since the Mishnah already told us that it's a nevela, so certainly it's mitam b'masa. And the Gemara answers amirava hachik tani zu mitam b'masa ve'ena mitam b'oil v'yesh l'cha acheres hi mitam b'afilu b'oil ve'izay zu takrevis aviz chovim uch Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And Rav explains that the Mishnah is teaching us that specifically in this case, so this basa would only be metama b'masa and would not be metama b'oil. However, if there was basa that was takrevis aviz chovim, then not only would it be metama b'masa, but it also be metama b'oil, which is like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, which we will see after the Ikad Amri. And Ikad Amri and the Gemara continues with another version that Amrav v'hachik tani zu metama b'masa v'yesh l'cha acher shehikazu shem metama b'masa v'ein metama b'oil ve'izay zu takrevis aviz chovim like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And according to this version, the Rav is teaching us that the diak of the Mishnah would be that not only would this basa be in a vela and only be metama b'masa and not be metama b'oil, but also in the case that takrevis aviz chovim, it would only be metama b'masa and not be metama b'oil, and this would not be like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Gemara now continues and brings the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Tanya, as we learned to the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira oimer minayin takrevis aviz chovim she metama b'oil. Shenem, and this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim that states ve'itzom de l'bal par va'yechul ziv chemesim. And since this pasuk speaks about a vaydizara and mentions bal par and then mentions a mace, so based on the smichas we learn ma mace metama b'oil af takrevis aviz chovim metama b'oil. And according to the first version of Rava, so the diak of our Mishnah would actually be like the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and according to the second version, the diak would be not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And Ayin Rashi diu maschel ikad amri that hachi mashma masisin ein tum b'shchitas aviz chovim el k'shad nevelos dem tam b'masa aval ein oil b'shum shchitas aviz chovim ba'afilu shachtal aviz chovim and lishnachrina hachi mashma shchitas aviz chovim nevela v'tum masa k'shad nevelos v'hadik tani um tam b'masa at the kreves aviz chovim kai v'hachi ka'ama v'oyi shchita acher sheikazu klima ein chamur mizu. It's not more chomer than regular shchitas aviz chovim ein metam el b'masa kazu and not ba'oil. Let us continue with the next Mishnah. Hashaykh b'layla v'china sum sheshachat shchitasik shira, that if someone does shchita at night, or if a blind person does shchita, then the shchita would be kosher. And the Gemara begins as medayik from the Mishnah, hashaykh d'yevet in l'chathil loy, that the Mishnah used multiple shoinahs, which was mashma, that the din is only b'dyeved. And as the Mishnah stated, hashaykhat, and the Mishnah stated v'china sum sheshachat, and then the Mishnah stated shchitasik shira, and clearly the shchita is only going to be kosher b'dyeved. However, l'chathilo, one should not shecht at night and assume a shenatu shchita. And as Rashi explains, shema lo yishchet ruba v'hu lo yada, that potentially will not shecht roiv of the simin, and he won't realize that he didn't shecht properly. However, the Gemara is bothered v'rmini aliyaski yostira from a brisa, as the brisa teaches us lo ilum shechtim bein b'yoyim bein b'layla bein b'reish agag bein b'reish asfina, that a person could always shecht l'chathilo, and doesn't make a difference if it's during the daytime or at night, and one can shecht l'chathilo while on a rooftop or on the deck of a ship or a boat. And clearly there's a din l'chathilo, and we have a steer from this brisa to our Mishnah. And the Gemara answers, Amar Papa b'shavuka k'negdai, that the brisa is specific possibly talking about a case where, although it was night, but it was not dark, as there was a torch that was lit, and therefore the person certainly was able to see the simanim and would not have the suffix, and therefore he could even shecht l'chatchila, as once one has an avuka b'layla, it's similar to shechting during the daytime, and therefore he could shecht l'chatchila. And our Mishnah was discussing where someone is shechting at night, and there was no light source, therefore he should not shecht l'chatchila. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi dekunami, and Rav Ashi says, thou prove that our puppet's teretz is correct, as the Tani Hasan dum diyoim, as the Brisa states, lo'ilum shechtim bein biyoim bein b'layla, and therefore we see that we're comparing the night to the daytime, and just like during the daytime there's light, so at night there was also a source of light, while the Hacha dum yidusuma, and our Mishnah, the Mishnah spoke about two cases, and the Mishnah stated, shechtim b'layla v'chein asuma, and therefore we see that the shechita at night was similar to the case of someone that is a suma that's shechting, and just like a suma cannot see, so we're also talking about a case where someone was shechting at night when there was no light source, and therefore they weren't able to see, and therefore the Mishnah stated that they cannot shecht l'chatchila, and Zakr of Ashi shma mina. And before we finish, let us point out that the Brisa just stated lo ilum shechtim bein b'yoyim bein b'layla bein b'roi shagag bein b'roi shesvina, and l'chay was the chiddush that someone could shecht b'roi shagag or b'roi shesvina. And Rashi explains, but I forgot the tram b'ashechet, and even though in the Mishnah daf mem aleph from an aleph we will learn that in shechtim lo ilum tech yamim v'lo ilum tech nahares, as the loylem rule is sashel yam hu shechet, and we also learn v'lo ilum tech kelim, and one should not shecht and be mekabel adam in kelim to loylem rule hayol mekabel sadam lezark loy v'schav mutzarech, and afilu hachi our brisa teaches us b'rei shagak shechtin ve'in chishul shem yom l'tzvar shmaim ol l'shchayit, and similarly if shechting on a rooftop and he's mekabel adam in a kli, then that would not be an issue, as I call yodin that everyone will realize that the reason why he's doing kabel sadam in a kli is because he doesn't want to get his rooftop dirty, and therefore ve'in kachshad. And similarly this brisa teaches us that even though we learned that in shechtin l'tech yamim ol l'tech nahareis, however if one is on the deck of a ship and is doing shechita, then they could even shecht and have the dam spill into the yam, as I call yodin the kiyum the besvina who al kochu shecht l'tech yam she efshel l'tanav v'sasvina, as he doesn't want the deck of the ship to become luchluch b'dam. However, ayin b'am tesis where he states v'yefsheloi mekain dafilu im besvina asa lishchay l'tech yam k'damin l'kamon b'sev perak sheni el meitz yodin chutzal svina v'shechay v'dam sheishas v'yerid al defne asvina, and even while on a ship one cannot shecht directly into the yam, and they have to make sure that the dam goes onto the walls of the svina and not into the yam directly, ayin in tesvis, and we will stop over here.